Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. A little bit of a two-sided market here to end the week, Don. What happened?
Well, you know, I think to end the week, it was we went up to some of those areas that we went to last May, 520 and a quarter. We filled the gap on July corn. You know, we went through it a little ways, but it kind of really stalled us at that first objective. Stalled out. You know, we had inflationary fears, weather problems kind of pushed us up there, tighter supplies here in the U.S. and around the world on corn. And, you know, it seems like that was dialed in and the market just started to fade a bit. Options expiring on Friday here, I think that was probably some of the liquidation. First notice day next week against the long positions. That may have been a little bit of it here also. And inflationary fears due to the tariffs seem to cool down a little bit with the all the cuts administration is underway, fear of a little bit of recession. So backtracking here to end the week.
That makes you wonder, too, with the option expirations underway, you know, how much of that was already dialed in?
Yeah, you know, I think that is it. You know, I think going into it, you know, I think we had funds adding to positions, short covering. But, you know, so often tail of the tape comes when option expiration hits. But, you know, Brazil harvest on soybeans, about 35% done, we think. Corn planting's going pretty aggressive. Weather, for the most part, is favorable in Argentina. Northern Brazil, right, southern Brazil is kind of the dry issue here yet. But for March, U.S. soybeans are about 50 cents too high versus Brazil. So exports on the rise in Brazil, our exports on soybeans on the decline, Randy.
Sure. Acreage battle too?
You know, I think that is it. I think when you look at, we're pretty far along on the insurance coverage, and, you know, we're well off of a dollar or so less than a year ago on soybeans. Corn looks a lot better. And so I think that acreage battle, there is a real talk that we could have 94, 95 million acres. If you put a yield on that, your carry out goes from this under 1.6 billion to 2.3 possibly. So, you know, we're watching this biofuel very close. Hopes that part of Trump's homegrown energy policy includes biofuel. So, you know, the watch is on that, watch is on exports, and, of course, the weather here in the U.S. also.
Livestock side, what happened there?
Well, you know, the cattle market, you got to be careful what you ask for. You know, we had this big rally. 10-year cycles could possibly have the long-term highs in. Funds got bloated to the long side. Packers losing about $200 a head. He's trying to muscle this market back lower. And actually, the beef market has slowed down this week. And so I think that's a big concern. As you're seeing all of these cuts in a lot of the departments of the government and elsewise in industries, is what's the demand for beef going to be? Soft this week. See if that follows through. Numbers stay tight. You know, I think we'll find that on the cattle on feed report.
Yeah. How about the hog side?
You know, the hog market just continues the one that it's sitting here close to contract highs. You know, feels like it's dialed in a lot of positive news, but I think there's a lot of spreading, you know, that people, the trade's been long cattle, short hogs. We're seeing that some of that unwound. But going to watch these Mexico March 4th. What happens with the tariffs against Canada and Mexico? So, you know, we're going to keep an eye on that from a demand standpoint also, Randy.
Anything else we should be aware of here, Don?
Well, I think it just watching the energy here also is another one. But otherwise, it's technically a little bit soft to end the week.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.